From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, August 21st. Last night, Oroville City Council discussed the state of homelessness in the city now that a recent Supreme Court ruling gave cities the authority to enforce anti-camping laws on unhoused residents. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
The meeting also comes after a recent order by Governor Gavin Newsom for local governments to address encampments. Oroville Council members said they wanted to remain compassionate toward unhoused residents, but also toward business owners, who spoke during public comment about incidents including assault and property damage. Mayor David Pittman says solutions should not be at the cost of the city's business community.
There's a lot of good people doing a lot of good work here, and I certainly don't want to deter any of that. But at the same time, we have a security issue that we have to find solutions to.
Staff updated the council on the city's programs to patrol public spaces and direct unhoused residents to resources, as well as on Esperanza Village, which will include a congregate shelter and 30 micro-shelters. It's set to open later this year. No resolutions were proposed at the meeting, but councilors did make a decision to form a committee that can work with the city attorney to find more tools to address challenges. According to Butte County's latest census data, Oroville had 277 unhoused residents. That's the second highest number in the county, following Chico, which had 925. Of those who were unhoused in Oroville, 65% were unsheltered. The city council will reconvene around the topic next month. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The U.S. Forest Service lost a fire station during the 2020 North Complex fire in Plumas County. Now it's being rebuilt in Chico. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Forest Service officials say they're about to start work on a new firefighting base. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, the facility is called the Feather River Work Center. It will house one engine and will be staffed by the Feather River Interagency Hotshot Crew. The crew used to be stationed at the Plumas Center in Brush Creek, but that was burned in the North Complex fire. Construction should be completed by the end of next year. The facility will be operated by Plumas National Forest and is being built at the Chico Seed Orchard. The 209-acre orchard where the station is being built will still be available to the public for recreational activities like birdwatching, picnicking, and dog walking. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Shasta County is facing yet another resignation from a top government official. NSPR's Adia White has more.
Shasta County's resource management director announced his resignation. The county said in a recent press release that Paul Hellman has held the position for more than 6 years and will be leaving for another opportunity. His last day will be September 3rd. Hellman is the top planning official and helped steward the county through recovery after the 2018 car fire. The county said he has also been instrumental in disaster recovery as well as in opposing the controversial Fountain Wind project. Hellman's is not the only top position the county now needs to fill. It also recently lost its mental health services director and its chief fiscal officer of the Health and Human Services Agency. It is currently recruiting for those as well as other key roles. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Those traveling on Highway 32 near where the park fire burned should expect delays as restoration efforts begin. Caltrans says the highway reopened last week, but one-way traffic controls will take place in some sections to allow for hazardous trees to be removed, guardrails and signs repaired, and erosion control. Caltrans says drivers should expect extra time for travel and consider alternative routes. As of the latest CAL FIRE update, the park fire is 56% contained. In other news, the Sundial Film Festival in Reading is starting up again, and under new leadership. That's after it was canceled earlier this year. The announcement was made over the weekend. The new group, consisting of three local filmmakers, says they'll be bringing the event back to the Cascade Theater. They're currently accepting submissions from Northern California filmmakers through the end of the year. The film festival will take place in March. And the Butte County Fair kicks off tomorrow and runs through the weekend. It'll include a carnival, but there will also be a pig racing contest, cornhole tournament, beauty pageant, and many other events. Organizers say the Butte County Fair has a 75-year history in the community. It will be held at the fairgrounds in Gridley. Finally, in state legislative news, a bill that aims to make homework less stressful for California students is one step closer to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Mary Franklin Harvin from Cal Matters reports.
Santa Clarita Valley Assemblymember Pilar Schiavo says she got the idea for her bill after her daughter asked if Schiavo could write a law that would ban homework.
And of course, that's probably every fourth grader's dream. But I did take it seriously.
The bill isn't asking for a ban on homework, but for schools to develop guidelines for homework that factor in its impact on kids' mental health. In a recent Stanford-backed survey of more than 10,000 California high schoolers, nearly half said homework was a major source of stress. Schiavo has amended key parts of the bill as it's advanced. In the current version, schools would be encouraged rather than required to update their homework policies. Schiavo's bill must get final approval by August 31st to be signed into law this year.
That was Mary Franklin Harvin from CalMatters. In related news, Governor Newsom has signed into law a bill to require the state's Department of Education to consider school programs that support students' emotional and mindfulness skills. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, August 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Noor Grove.